can use an interception. They can use a fumble, something. They need a game-changing play. The rush is coming. He's being chased. He's being sacked. D'Amico Ryans has him.
We welcome you inside the film room on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Bo Wolf and NFL Films senior producer Greg Cosell, the man who watches all the game tape. And today we're going to talk about one of the positions to watch for the Eagles this offseason, the wide receiver position. And we start in Denver with Eric Decker.
Decker is an intriguing player because he's not what you'd call explosive, but he's at times throughout the last 2 years been able to get on top of some corners and run vertical routes, as we just saw. He's a little bit deceptive. He's a very good route runner. He's excellent outside the numbers, and he runs intermediate routes well. Now, you have to understand what you're getting with Decker. He's not a truly explosive player, so you can't line him up outside and expect him to consistently win with those isolation routes against corners. He's capable of it at times, but that's not really what he is. He's part of a well-orchestrated passing game. Don't forget, in Denver, they had Demaryius Thomas, they had Wes Welker, they had Julius Thomas. So Eric Decker was a part of that and performed very well within that context.
All right, now tell me about Hakeem Nicks, who we have seen plenty of over recent years here in Philadelphia, another big physical guy.
Yeah, here's Hakeem Nicks, and this is something he's done for the last 3-4 years with the Giants, these kinds of in-breaking routes. This is Nicks at his best when he's healthy. I mean, here you see he's got some acceleration. He's a long strider. I think he lost a little bit of that acceleration and movement due to injury. He's been fighting ankle and foot injuries for the last couple of years. But when he's healthy, he's a big physical X receiver, single side receiver who can beat man coverage. That's what Hakeem Nicks is. You have to do a thorough investigation of his physical status at this point. Is he healthy? Because if he's not, then you're going to be in for a tough go. But if he's healthy, he's a very good, as I said, X single side receiver.
All right, how about Kenny Britt, who is also coming off a bit of a down season, only 96 receiving yards. He's an interesting guy. He's got a lot of talent.
Yeah.
But what do you do with him?
I mean, he's right here. 2 years ago, we were talking about Britt as an up-and-comer. I remember a game against the Eagles a few years ago when he was the dominant player, and he caught balls short, intermediate, long. He, in some ways, is like Nicks. Big, taller kid, runs pretty good, can run those intermediate routes. There was a time when he was getting on top of corners and running by them. He's got a lot of talent. But I think because of what he did this season, he will not be in high demand. He's going to have to go somewhere and compete and earn his way back into the good graces of his new team and the coaching staff. But the talent level is there.
Down in Carolina, everybody knows about Steve Smith. But Brandon LaFell, the other receiver, is a pretty good player in his own right.
Yeah, and here he is in the slot, which is where they put him in 3 receiver sets, lined up outside in their base. He's a quality intermediate receiver. He's a big kid. I remember when he came out of LSU. I mean, he's about 6'2", 210 pounds. Good hands. You see him make a real tough catch there. Take a hit. Not quite a burner, so he's got some limitations to him. In some ways, he'd be viewed as the quintessential number two receiver. That's what he is. So you have to understand that's what you're getting. You can't sign Brandon LaFell and expect him to be the man, so to speak. You have to understand what he is. Can line up in multiple spots, very effective.
If you are looking for a receiver who can make those contested catches, great ball skills, can go up and get it, James Jones at the top of the screen could be the one.
Yeah, and he's been part of a great offensive scheme with a great quarterback for the last couple of years. Again, another guy, because of their scheme, who catches more vertical passes than his speed would suggest, but there are times he does that. But yes, he'll go up and get the ball, can make contested catches. Very efficient run after catch, not necessarily a burner or elusive, but strong with the ball. Again, a player who's somewhat of a complementary player, Bo, but I think if he's part of a system with other good wide receivers, he's a very effective player for you.
Now, some people may not realize that Julian Edelman, the movable chess piece of that Patriots offense, had 1,000 yards receiving
and 105 catches.
And 105 catches. Hard to imagine him going somewhere else, but if he does, what does he bring to the table?
Well, you raise a great point. I mean, here he is here. This is a really well-designed play that was set up for him to get open in the middle. This is what they do. He's a slot guy. He's a movement guy. He's a quick guy. You have to decide, is he a function of Tom Brady, or can you use him in equivalent ways with another team? I think he's somewhat a function of what they do offensively. I'm sure he'll hit the open market. He probably sees a chance to make big dollars. The question is, if you sign him, what is he? Are you using him solely as a slot guy? Now, he has other value because he can return punts. So he can do other things. But as a receiver, the question is, do you sign him? Is he, quote unquote, a starter for you? Or if you have good receivers on the outside, is he essentially a slot receiver? In which case, that would decrease his market value probably significantly.
All right, well, how about a guy who was a real burner, Emmanuel Sanders from the Pittsburgh Steelers? Check out this move.
Yeah, Emmanuel Sanders is a smaller guy, great quickness, short area burst, has some long speed as well, great lateral quickness. Here he runs right by Antonio Cromartie. Sanders is another guy. See, now it's funny. I think he'll be in the same category as Julian Edelman in the way teams look at him. Right. Now, he was a starter this year because Pittsburgh was down receivers a little bit. But I think for a lot of people, he'll be viewed more as a number three and a slot guy. Who do you sign, Emmanuel Sanders or Julian Edelman? I would bet most teams would look at Sanders as a higher priority because of his explosiveness.
Very interesting. And how about Golden Tate, who made that contested catch a couple of years ago, wins a Super Bowl this year.
Yeah.
He's a physical guy as well.
Yeah, Golden Tate, and again, he's got a lot of value for you because he plays special teams. He's a punt returner. Golden Tate is a really strong, physical player, very good run after catch. I think, again, part of a really well-orchestrated offense in Seattle that worked off the run game, so he was very effective off that. If you sign him, again, now you're deciding what is Golden Tate in your offense. He's not a true number one talent-wise, the way we think of number one in terms of talent. Do you view him as a number two? Is he a slot guy? All these things factor in to how guys are seen and the kind of money they get in the open market. I would bet most people would see him as a two at best and maybe even a slot guy.
All right, well, finally, we want to take a look at a guy who we're counting as a wide receiver, but he's a versatile player, helps on special teams, can be used out of the backfield as well, Dexter McCluster.
Yeah, and he's a movement guy. And I think in this era of the NFL, guys like this have increasing value because they can be used in multiple positions. Here you see a wide receiver screen. He can line up in the backfield. He can line up in the slot. He can line up wide. He can run a large number of routes in the route tree, wheel routes. You can get him matched up on linebackers. You can get him matched up on safeties. He's a puzzle piece, a movable chess piece who provides matchup nightmares for defenses. So that's what Dexter McCluster is.
So whether you are looking for a slot guy, an outside guy, a movable chess piece, the wide receiver market stacked with options for you in free agency. And Greg Cosell breaks them down for you inside the film room right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.